From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor today said that judges need to recognize the way their backgrounds might influence their decision-making. She was defending herself against accusations that she approaches judging too subjectively. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Republican Senator Jeff Sessions read a series of comments Sotomayor has made about the role a judge's life experience should play. He said her statements before the Senate Judiciary Committee don't seem to match those earlier comments.
Well, I guess I'm asking today, what do you really believe on those subjects?
Sotomayor said her record as a judge shows what she believes.
At no point or time have I ever permitted my personal views or sympathies to influence an outcome of a case. In every case where I have identified a sympathy, I have articulated it and explained to the litigant why the law requires a different result.
Democrats accused Republicans of trying to caricature Sotomayor as an activist. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Speaking in the state with the worst unemployment rate in the nation, President Obama promised a $12 billion investment in community colleges. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Michigan has an unemployment rate of 14.1%, and President Obama says he knows a lot of the manufacturing jobs lost here are not coming back. But he says his plan to invest more money in community colleges is one way to train workers for the jobs of the future in fields like healthcare and information technology.
In the coming years, jobs requiring at least an associate degree are projected to grow twice as fast as jobs requiring no college experience. We will not fill those jobs or even keep those jobs here in America without the training offered by community colleges.
President Obama said his goal is to have the highest college graduation rate in the world in the next 10 years, and he wants 5 million new graduates to come from community colleges. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Macomb County, Michigan.
House leaders have unveiled a sweeping health care bill that includes tax hikes on couples earning more than $350,000 a year. It calls for possible penalties for individuals and companies without health care. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said lawmakers are on track to get a joint proposal hammered out.
Inaction is not an option for us. That is why we're still on schedule to do what we have planned, to vote on this legislation before we leave for the August recess.
President Obama has been reining in rising medical costs and providing health care to the estimated 46 million uninsured Americans, a top domestic priority. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 27 points. The Nasdaq rose 6. This is NPR News. Police near Pensacola, Florida, say there are now 7 people charged in connection with the slayings of a wealthy couple over the weekend. Another suspect is being sought, and all of the suspects range in age from 16 to 56. Melanie and Bird Billings were killed in their home during what police say was a robbery. Authorities say 9 of the couple's 12 adopted children were also in the home during the killings, and that 3 of them witnessed the break-in. The Billings were known for adopting children with special needs. Former Liberian President Charles Taylor, the first African leader to be prosecuted for war crimes, has taken the stand in his own defense in The Hague. Terry Schultz reports.
Taylor vehemently denies the 11-count indictment against him, which charges him with forcing women and children into slavery and instigating horrific rapes, murders, and mutilations during Sierra Leone's decade-long civil war.
I resent that characterization of me. It is false. It is malicious.
Prosecutors at the United Nations-backed special court brought in 91 witnesses, many of them missing arms and legs, to testify to Taylor's role in supporting the revolutionary United Front rebels who committed most of the atrocities. The trial was originally set to take place in Sierra Leone, but it was moved to the Netherlands out of fear it would create unrest. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Labor Department says retail sales rose an unexpected 0.6% in June, but wholesale prices were also higher due to higher energy costs. Many analysts believe the situation is only temporary, while economists worry that consumer spending will remain weak as unemployment rises. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.